Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who's going to take care of me? Who's going to take care of you? Your mom, your dad, your spouse, your child? When you get older and you can't deal with it anymore, or your parents can't, or somebody can't, who's going to take care of you? Who's going to make wise decisions for you when you can't? Who's going to pay for care? Nursing homes are $10,000 a month. Assisted living is $6,000 a month. Home care is $12,000 a month. You don't have the answers to those questions? Why not? Most people don't have the answers to those questions. You know why? Because the questions never get asked, but I ask them here every week and have been for 20 years right here on KFBK. Welcome to Assets and Aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Doing this for 20 years here on KFBK and for 30 years overall, helping California families make sure that when mom or dad or grammy or grampy or somebody winds up needing care, that they don't lose everything that they have. Again, welcome. Glad you're here. Glad you're a part of the Assets and Aging family. Lots of things to talk about. I'm going to give you a test today. Yes, a test. You're going to have to take a test. You're going to take a test. Don't be prepared. You're going to take a test. We're going to give you a test here in a little bit. So be prepared and be ready right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. How do you get a hold of me? A couple different ways. You can always call me. My office number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Even if you're in Sacramento, you call that number. 800-999-8007. And I'll try to get you the help that you need. We'll get you in to see me. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. I'm looking at my latest newsletter, for those of you on my newsletter list, assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com. If you're not on my newsletter list, you can go to my website. You can scroll down and sign up. I have two upcoming workshops. Two in the same week. Be still my heart. And you'll understand more about them in a little while. My first workshop is Thursday, January the 17th at noon in my offices. Or Saturday, January the 19th at 10:30. So you have two choices to get to a workshop. Limited to 10 to 12 people. The room won't hold more than that. And we're going to talk about the stuff I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to give you a test. So you're going to need a pencil and paper. You need pencil and paper. If you're driving, don't get out a pencil and paper. Have the person next to you take it. Or commit it to memory. But don't you try to, you know, don't do that. So, glad to have you with us. Remember a couple things. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about. Not everybody always knows what they're talking about, just because they have something after their name, whether it's a doctor or a CPA or an attorney or a real estate agent or whoever it is. Just because somebody, has something after their name doesn't mean they're the best at it or they can really understand everything. A good real estate attorney may not understand business law. A good business law attorney may not understand all about real estate or about mortgages or about, I don't know, some attorneys litigate, some attorneys don't litigate. Some attorneys are estate planning attorneys. Some attorneys are, you know, auto accident attorneys. So it depends on, as in everything, who you're talking to. So I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't have anything to do with anything, except I have to tell you that. I've had one for 45 years, maybe more. I'm a notary. I have a a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. For those of you that want to know, I've had that license since, 04? So 14 years. My license number, what's my license number? I don't know what my license number. Oh, 2004-05. Expires 8/24/20. So I can prepare legal documents at your direction and request. There's actually an association of legal document assistants called the California Association of Legal Document Assistants, CALDA. I'm not a tax preparer. I'm not a securities licensed. And everything I talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion only. Now, my opinion is a pretty good one sometimes, but it's still my opinion only. Again, two workshops coming up. You won't want to miss these. They're going to be good. And there's a test involved to get in. You have to take a test to get in. If you didn't listen to my last podcast, Can I Lose My House to Medi-Cal? Should have listened to my podcast last Wednesday. It was a good one. You didn't listen to it? You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can listen to my archived radio shows, my archived podcasts, and soon, all kinds of updates coming. We're going to have videos. We're going to have blogs. We're going to have data. We're going to have YouTube. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. You know, folks, there's lots of people who would like me to go away. Lots and lots and lots of people who would like me to go away. But God willing and the creek don't rise, I'm not going away. I'm going to keep doing what I do best, which is help people who are faced with losing everything not lose everything. There aren't many of us who do this, and the number is shrinking. It's not going up, it's shrinking, believe it or not. So I'm going to keep doing this as long as I can. My clients appreciate what I do. You know, you can't please everybody. Somebody's always going to be torqued at you. There are attorneys that don't like me. There are attorneys who love me. There are clients who love me. There are clients who don't like me. But that's true in any business. But for the most part, everybody I talk to, I wind up helping in some way. And I hope I'm able to continue to do that. The key is to get you off your butts and get you to move and do something about it. I had somebody in my office today. And they said, oh, we listen to your radio show all the time. Came in, didn't do anything. Where are we going to go? Had somebody in my office on Monday. Have been to 3 workshops. Finally came in to see me. Have nothing. Have made no plans for the future. Oh, well, we got to go home and think about it. I'm recording this on Thursday. I saw them on Monday. They were going to get, no, we're going to get right back to you. We just have to go think about it. And I asked the person, what's the it you're going to think about? And they didn't understand the question. Everybody says, well, Bob, I need to think about it. What's it? Is the it that I got to think about whether or not I want to lose everything? Is the it I got to figure out that if I don't put somebody in control, somebody I don't want's going to be in control? Is the it I got to think about whether or not I want to go in a good place or a bad place? What's the it? Everybody says, I want to think about it. I finally got the person at the end to admit, well, it's the cost. And I said, well, if it was free, would you do it? And they said, well, yeah. Okay, so that was an amazing conversation, folks. So this is about it. Whatever it is in your life when it comes to frailty planning, getting older, all that kind of stuff. Now, I'm going to give you a test. This is a test. You know, what's that thing they say on the radio? This is a test. This is only a test. Well, this is a test. And it's only a test. And it's not an exhaustive test. It's 10 questions. And they're not even questions. They're kind of questions slash statements. And those of you that got my last newsletter, I told you to have this on the radio show. So those of you that got my last newsletter, you should have this test in front of you. And by the way, I'm not going to give you the answers. I'll tell you how to get the answers, but I'm not going to give you the answers. I'm also going to tell you how to get a free book. One of my books, Navigating Frailty. Yes, you heard me. So here, you got a pencil and paper. Hopefully you have a pencil and paper. And again, if you're driving, don't do pencil and paper. So I'll give you a minute. Dun, 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 dun. What's that theme song for whatever that show was? Dun, dun. How many of you remember the $64,000 question, folks? Are you my age? How many of you remember Art Linkletter? Somebody asked me the other day about Art Linkletter, and I said, yeah, my mom used to love watching the show. So, yes, I remember Art. Never mind. How many of you remember American Bandstand when it was in black and white? Come on, admit it. Black and white. From what city? Come on, I'm not going to tell you. What city did American Bandstand come from? All right, so you got your pencil and paper. Here's a little question. A series of 10 simple statements. This was on my newsletter. If you get my newsletter, haul it out and look at the questions in front of you. If you don't get my newsletter, why? All you have to do, right now it's free. All you have to do is go to my webpage, assetsandaging.com, and sign up for it. Okay. Do you know whether each statement is true or false? So these are all true-false. They're not multiple choice. Last week, I had to take an exam for my notary. I got to tell you, folks, it's the dumbest exam on the face of the... It asks questions about stuff no notary is ever going to do. You talk about make work and just making a lot of money for organizations that run the tests and do the schools and all that kind of stuff. But anyhow, that's a story for... This is true-false. This is simple. So to each statement I'm about to read, you answer true or false. Medi-Cal may no longer recover against the value of your home if you were in a nursing home. True or false? I'm not going to give you the answer right now. True or false? Medi-Cal may no longer recover against the value of your home if you were in a nursing home. True or false? What do you think? Huh? Write down the answer. If you got the newsletter in front of you, write the answer next to the question. Second statement. Since last year, the VA, for aid in attendance, that's the name of the benefit, counts income as both an asset and income. True or false? Since last year, the VA, if you're trying to get aid in attendance, count your income as both income and an asset. True or false? That's a really important question if you're a vet. You better know the answer to it. You better know the answer to it. Okay? Question three. Both the VA and Medi-Cal have instituted three-year look-back periods. This is the third question. Both the VA and Medi-Cal have instituted three-year look-back periods. What do you think? True or false? Both the VA and Medi-Cal have instituted three-year look-back periods. True or false? Number four, IRAs, you know what an IRA is. IRAs do not count for the VA, but do count for Medi-Cal. True or false? Is that statement true or false? IRAs do not count for the VA, but do count for Medi-Cal. True or false? Okay, next question. Our statement, true or false? Having a funeral plan could make you ineligible for Medi-Cal. True or false? Having a funeral plan could make you ineligible for Medi-Cal if you're in a nursing home. True or false? So you're applying for Medi-Cal because your husband's in a nursing home and you have a funeral home, a funeral plan. Could that funeral plan make you ineligible for Medi-Cal? True or false? Everybody got that one? Okay, if you are on IHSS, IHSS is in-home support services, that's in-home Medi-Cal. That's to help pay for someone to come in a couple hours a day and help take care of you, or your mom, or your dad, or whoever. If you're on IHSS, or what's called general Medi-Cal, that's Medi-Cal just pays for the hospital and the doctor and that kind of stuff. You're not in a nursing home. If you are on IHSS or general Medi-Cal, the state can do an estate recovery after you die. True or false? If you are on IHSS or general Medi-Cal, the state can do an estate recovery after you die. What do you think? Write down your answer. Those of you that have my newsletter in front of you, you can get, if you printed it out, then answer it. If one spouse is in a nursing home, so let's use dad. Dad's in a nursing home. If one spouse is in a nursing home, the well spouse, that's the spouse not in the nursing home, the well spouse can keep a limit of about $123,000 of savings and about $3,000 per month in income and a home. True or false? If one spouse is in a nursing home, the well spouse, the technical word is the community spouse, the well spouse can keep a limit of about $123,000 of savings and about $3,000 per month in income and a home. True or false? What do you think? One spouse is in a nursing home. The spouse at home can keep a limit of about $123,000 of savings and about $3,000 per month in income and a home. True or false? You should be doing well with these, folks. Next question. Nursing homes have limited Medi-Cal beds. True or false? Nursing homes have limited Medi-Cal beds. True or false? Nursing homes have limited Medi-Cal beds. True or false? That's simple. I got to get a little drink here. I got to do noisy drink when I drink. I'll tell you why in a minute. Because those of you listening to me for a while, if there's no sound, an alarm goes off. It's called a dead air alarm, and then everybody panics because they can't hear anything. Okay. I have to be careful sometimes when I'm doing the station. This is inside information, folks. Don't tell anybody. When I'm doing the radio program, that I don't think too much between talking because of the dead air thing. Next question. You cannot have nursing home Medi-Cal and a home and rental and an IRA. True or false? You cannot have nursing home Medi-Cal. So if you're in a nursing home, you can't get on Medi-Cal if you have a home, a rental, and an IRA. True or false? What do you think? What are you going to pick? You cannot have nursing home, Medi-Cal, and a home, and a rental, and an IRA. True and false. By the way, I know that there are some organizations and attorneys that get my letter. I would love to see their answers and see how many they got right and wrong. I would love to see their answers. But anyhow, that's a story for another day. Next question. Being single means I cannot keep any money or my home if I need Medi-Cal to help pay for a nursing home. I must spend it all down. True or false? Being single, so you're not married. You could be a widow. Doesn't mean you were never married. Being single, you're just by yourself. Being single means I cannot keep any money or my home if I need Medi-Cal to help pay for a nursing home. I must spend it all down. True or false? So, how do you think you did? Well, how do you think you did? I don't know how you did. How do you think you did? Did you do well? Did you get them all right? Did you get them all wrong? Did you miss some? Did you get most of them right and some of them wrong? Did you get them all wrong? I don't know. How did you do? Want the answers? You ready? You want the answers? Well, I'm not going to give them to you here. There's a place where you can get the answers. And, for some of you, a free copy of my book. So, you want the answers? Knowing the answers to these questions could save you tens, if not hundreds, of thousands of dollars. You have to know the answers to these questions. And after the break, I'm going to tell you how to get the answers. But you've got to come back for the second half of the show. We're going to take a break in about 3 minutes. And, you know, we're going to have some news and some commercials and some traffic and some other things. And you'll find out how you can get a free copy of my book, Navigating Frailty, A Family Guide to Aging with Dignity, Security, and Independence. I think it's a good book. In fact, I like it a lot. I think lots of people have benefited from the book. I also have two workshops coming up. The first workshop is on Thursday, January the 17th. That's only a few days away, about a week. Maybe you'll 17th, yeah, no. This coming week. Let's see, the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. You're listening to this show on the 13th, so it's coming up on this coming week. I've already had a bunch of signups. If you want to come to my workshops, there are two workshops. Write these down. Thursday, January the 17th at noon, and Saturday, January the 19th at 10:30. They're the same workshop. You can come to both, but there's not like part A and part B. You're going to get the same information at both workshops. They're free. And after the break, I'll tell you how you can get to the workshop and get a free copy of my book and the answers to the questions. If you would like to come to the workshops and learn a ton of stuff and learn how to protect what you have and keep what you have and get help when you need it, then get to one of those two workshops. If you want to know how to not spend down, get to one of those two workshops. How do you get to the workshops? Two ways. You can call me, 800-999-8007. They're also listed on my website, but you can call me at 800-999-8007. If you have access to a computer, the best way is to go to assetsandaging.com. 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 And when you go there, you scroll down, you'll find my work, upcoming workshops. You can sign up for the one you want to come to, and I will electronically and immediately send you tickets. You have to have tickets to get in. There's no walk-ins. It's free, but you have to have tickets. So that's the coming up January the 17th at 12 o'clock. That's noon. They'll both last about an hour and 15 minutes. So 12 o'clock on the 17th or 10:30 on the 19th. I think that's a really good opportunity for you to learn. So 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. Sign up during the break. I'll be back in a minute. I'll tell you how to get a free copy of the book and the answers to the questions. We'll see you back here in just a second on Assets and Aging. Don't go away. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who's going to take care of me? How do I make sense out of what's happening in my life? How do we take care of mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or whoever it is? How are we going to do all that stuff that needs to be done that nobody, and I mean nobody, likes to talk about? How are we going to deal with the messy, icky stuff of life? It's a really good question, and you need to have the answer to it. Not having the answer to it could cost you a lot of money. My all-time record is one of my clients, before they were my client, spent $750,000 paying for care. No, that's not a mistake. I had a client last year spend $150,000 paying for care before they came to me. I had a client this year spend more, or late last year, who had spent more than $100,000 paying for care before they came to see me. It's not inevitable. It doesn't have to happen. You can make a difference. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. My two upcoming workshops this week, the 17th, Thursday the 17th at noon, and Saturday the 19th at 10:30 in the morning. 10:30 in the morning. So Thursday and Saturday of this coming week, they're both limited to 12 people. If you sign up and you've never been to one of my workshops, I'm going to give you a free book when you come at the end of the workshop. I'm going to give you one of my books free. They normally are $20. I'm going to give you one free. So if you've been on the fence, you've never been to one of my workshops, and you come to either one of my workshops this week, I will give you a copy of my book, Navigating Frailty. It is just chock full of information. At the same time, I'm going to give you the answers to the questions that I went over today. You'll get the answers to the questions. Remember, there were 10 questions. Let's see if you know the answers to them. For those of you that didn't hear them all in the first half hour, let me give you the 10 questions. Medi-Cal may no longer recover. All of these are true-false, so answer true-false at the end of all of them. Medi-Cal may no longer recover against the value of your home if you were in a nursing home. True or false? Since last year, the VA for aid in attendance counts income as both an asset and income. True or false? Both the VA and Medi-Cal have instituted 3-year look-back periods. True or false? IRAs do not count for the VA, but do count for Medi-Cal. True or false? Having a funeral plan can make you ineligible for Medi-Cal, true or false? If you're on IHSS, in-home support services, or general Medi-Cal, the state can do an estate recovery after you die, true or false? If one spouse is in a nursing home, the well spouse can keep a limit of about $123,000 of savings and about $3,000 a month in income and a home, true or false? Nursing homes have limited Medi-Cal beds. True or false? If you cannot have nursing home Medi-Cal, you cannot have nursing home Medi-Cal and a home and rental and an IRA. True or false? Being single means I cannot keep any money or my home if I need Medi-Cal to help pay for a nursing home. I must spend it all down. True or false? And then the question is, so how did you do? If you don't know the answers to those questions, you're probably going to spend a lot of money that you shouldn't. Because the answer to those questions is really, really important when down the road you're helping figure out how to pay for someone's care. And the likelihood, answer the question for me. When I do a workshop, I start out every workshop, every single workshop I do, not some of them, every single workshop I do, I ask the following question. How many of you now know or have ever known anybody in a nursing home? Raise your hands. So I'm going to ask you the question. Now, if you're in a car, don't raise your hand. If you're driving, how many of you now know or have ever known anybody in a nursing home? And if you're like every other group I've ever talked to, it's almost all of you. It's 98% of you now know or have known someone in a nursing home. Many of you have known 2, 3, 4 people in a nursing home. And notice I said nursing home. I didn't say assisted living. I didn't say memory care. I didn't say home care. I didn't say any of those things. I just said nursing home. And yet y'all raised your hands. And I will never understand anywhere why everybody listening to me is not in my office this week and not at a workshop this week. Because if I told you that it was all of you, why do you think it's not going to be you? Why do you think it's not going to be you? Why do you think it's not going to be you? Or your mom? Or your dad? Do you think you can just will this away? I had somebody in my office this week that has had cancer. And said, "Well, I don't even know if I want to, because I'm only in my early 60s, and I'm thinking to myself, did I just hear the same thing I'll never understand why everybody knows somebody, everybody who has watched somebody die in a nursing home or of a long-term illness and needed care. And they had to hire care, and they had to hire nurses, and hospice came in, and nobody planned for it, but everybody's seen it. Everybody. How many of you have ever had your car totaled? I'll bet you it's not that many of you, but all of you that drive have car insurance, but you haven't had your car totaled. Everybody knows somebody in a nursing home. But somehow we believe that we'll escape it, that it won't happen to me, it won't happen to my mom, it won't happen to my dad, it won't happen to my parents, it won't happen to my grandma, it won't happen to my grandpa. Somehow I'll will it away. Somehow I will just make sure it never happens to me, and that is a fool's errand. The good news in all of this, and it has been for the 20 years I've been on KFBK, is that you can protect what you have. You can save what you have. You can pick the best level of care. You can pick the best places and the best caregivers. And you can plan for mom. And you can protect what mom and dad have and what grandma has and what you have. You can do all that stuff. It gets harder every day. It just gets harder every day. You know, I got to be careful what I say here. But the new governor, just allocated $250 million in funds to pay for health care for a group of people. I don't care. I think that's a good thing. But the waiver program hasn't been expanded that would help needy seniors stay in assisted living. IHSS hasn't been expanded. It's the same crummy maximum of 283 hours a month that it has been for 20 years. When it comes to taking care of the frail elderly, there's no new help available. There's no new programs available. PACE is still limited, which is a daycare for people with Alzheimer's. IHSS is still limited. It still has the same crummy limits. It still has a... Now stop and think about this for a minute, folks. And the waiver program, which would help keep people... Assisted living costs $4,000 a month. Nursing homes cost $10,000 a month. Medi-Cal will pay for a nursing home. Medi-Cal won't pay for assisted living. Now, you go figure that one out. But we got $200 million that can go other places. Oh, and by the way, we have a train. Let's not forget the train. IHSS, in-home support services, will help pay for up to 283 hours a month to help take care of a needy senior at home. Oh, Bob, that sounds pretty good. What's wrong with that? Divide 283 by 30. Wait a minute. Let me be accurate here, because someone will accuse me. So I got my calculator. So I'm gonna divide. I gotta clear this. 283 divided by 30 equals 9.43 hours a day. I'm gonna double check my math. 283 divided by 30 equals 9.4 hours a day. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Maximum. To get 283 hours a month for in-home care, you got to be bedridden. The average is like 75 hours a month divided by 30. What's that? Less than 3 hours a day? So rather than pay somebody $12 an hour, whatever the going rate is, to help care, we'll pay for a nursing home, but we don't have any money for IHSS. We don't have any money for PACE. We don't have any. In the entire state of California, there are like 3,500 waiver beds for the entire state of California. I don't even know what that equates to in real terms for the number of people over age 65. I'd have to look it up. We have 3,500 people that can get the waiver program, which is to help them, somebody who's ill and frail and elderly and doesn't have a lot of money, pay for assisted living. Help pay for assisted living. But we got $250 million that's going to go somewhere else. I'm not saying don't do one, folks. Don't read anything into what I'm saying. I'm saying when, in my 20 years, I've been preaching this on the radio, I've been in the building downtown and tried to preach to those people. They don't care. Why? Because old people in nursing homes don't vote. It's as simple as that. They don't vote. Yeah. There's senior advocacy groups. But the people that need the help don't vote. By the way, did you know if you have dementia and you're in a nursing home, when you sign up for Medi-Cal, they'll send you a voter registration card? That's just another aside. You can take that for whatever it's worth. I'm not kidding about that, folks. So what I'm trying to tell you is this falls back to you. It falls back on your family, on you as an individual, on your kids, on you as the parent or the grandparent or whoever you are, to begin to take seriously the fact that this could happen in your family, and that you and you alone bear the burden. You and you alone bear the burden of dealing with this. Not somebody else, you and you alone. So you have to decide when you're going to take care of this. I have two workshops coming up. One on the 17th, one on the 19th. 17th is a Thursday. It's at noon. So you can sneak away during the lunch hour and come. Bring your family. Bring the kids. I'm giving people two opportunities this week. So on the 17th, that's Thursday at noon, my office in Sacramento. When I send you tickets, it will have all the information on it. Or Saturday the 19th at 10:30 in the morning, not at night. Both those workshops are free. That means they don't cost any money. They are limited in size to 12 people, because that's all the room holds. There's only 12 seats. That's it. So if you've decided that it's finally time for you to grab the bull by the horns and decide that you're going to become responsible in your family for dealing with this, then make the decision today to deal with it. How do you get to the workshop? There's two ways, and they're really simple. The first way is just call my 800 number. Write it down. I'll give you a minute. Go get a pencil and paper. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. When you call, leave me your name and your phone number. Tell me you'd like to come to the workshop, how many people are going to come, and I will call you back to confirm your reservations and get you some tickets. The tickets are free. The other way, and probably the better way to get tickets, is to go to my website, assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging. assetsandaging.com. When you go there, scroll down to the workshops, pick the one you want to come to, sign up for it, answer a few questions, hit the I'm not a robot key, and I'll send you some tickets. I'll email you tickets. It's got the information there, who's coming, how many are coming. You hit the send button, you send it to me. I didn't get it. I send you some tickets via email. You print them out or put them on your phone or whatever, and you bring them with you. assetsandaging.com. 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 It's really simple. It's all you have to do. I don't know how I can make it simpler. When you come to the workshop, if this is your first time to one of my workshops, you've never been before to any of my workshops, I'll give you a free copy of my book, Navigating Frailty. Navigating Frailty. That's the title of my book. It's a good book. It really is. Navigating Frailty, a family guide to aging with dignity, security, and independence. And if you're a first timer, first time to my workshop, I'll give you a copy for free. The workshop itself is in fact free. It's limited to 12 people. I encourage you, no matter which workshop you come to, and it is a workshop, you're going to work. It's not a seminar. I don't just sit there and read from a script. My workshops are not like anybody else's. My clients will tell you that. I'm going to put you to work, but bring the family, because one of the things we're going to talk about is family conferences. One of the things in my handout is how to hold a family conference. And family conferences are one of the most important things you will ever do, and I facilitate a lot of them. A lot of them. So you're going to work. You're going to learn. You're going to learn things like this. You're only going to learn this here. This just came out this week. Hearing loss linked to depression in older adults. The finding of researchers at Columbia University's Irving Medical Center suggests that the treatment of age-related hearing loss, which is chronically undervalued by the elderly community, could also help with those struggling with late-life depression. Hearing loss is linked to depression. Everybody says, "I just a little older, Fred can't hear." The fact that Fred can't hear causes Fred to be depressed because Fred can't participate in society. Most people, I'm reading from the article, most people over age 70, I have some mild hearing loss in one ear. Most people over age 70 have at least mild hearing loss, yet relatively few are diagnosed, much less treated for the condition. Hearing loss is easy to diagnose and treat, and treatment may be even more important if it can help ease or prevent depression. If you can't hear and you can't participate in life, if you are already depressed, it will make it worse. If you're not prepared, if you're not already depressed, it could bring on depression. Because if we can't hear, we can't participate in life, we can't hear the TV, we can't hear the radio, we can't hear conversations, and you're always asking people to speak up, and it is linked to age-related depression. You're not going to hear that anywhere else. That's why I say over and over and over again, this show is about the issues of aging. Our inability to see color as we get older. We taste differently when we get older. We smell differently. We not only smell differently to other people, we can't smell as well as we get older. We lose our hearing. We lose cognition. The issues of aging are all around us if we want to look. The thing is, you can identify them and help you. Maybe you can't make them go away, but you can certainly help make them better, especially from a care standpoint. When it comes to picking the proper care, the proper level of care, paying for care, determining who's going to take care of you and who's going to pay for it, or mom or dad or whoever it is. So you have a couple chances this week to learn. The 17th and the 19th, I'll be doing workshops. The 17th and the 19th. At 12 o'clock on the 17th, that's Thursday, and at 10:30 on Saturday. Limited to 12 people each. Bring the family. I encourage you. Bring your children. Children, if you can, bring mom and dad. Bring the brothers and sister. Bring the unit that's going to be dealing with this. It's really important. And one of the things that the workshop is going to do is give you tools to help deal with all of this. Tools that can't always make it better, but can help you deal with the icky stuff that's coming, the difficult stuff that's coming, both financially and emotionally and sociologically and in every other way, more ways than you can imagine. Wouldn't it be nice to have some tools to deal with the tidal wave that's about to hit with the aging population in this? We're so unprepared, folks. You millennials better get ready, because you're going to pay for this. and you're not ready. You're going to pay for it. I mean physically, financially, pay for it. 800-999-8007. Or if you've got an emergency and you're dealing with it, just get in to see me. Call me and set up an appointment. It's free. Quit waiting. 800-999-8007 or assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, A-N-D, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. And you can sign up for the workshop. You can sign up for my newsletter. You can get in to see me. You can begin to make a difference in somebody's life. In your own, in your mom and dad's. So this coming Thursday, the 17th, at noon, my office, you're going to buy, where's your office? When I send you the tickets, it'll have all the information on it. It's here in Sacramento on Watt Avenue. So noon on the 17th or 10:30 on the 19th. So Thursday or Saturday of this coming week. And you too can make a difference in the life of your family. 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or assetsandaging.com. The 17th at noon, the 19th at 10:30, two workshops, two chances to learn and make sense out of the issues of aging. I look forward to seeing you at one of the upcoming workshops. If you have questions, call me, or I'll see you here on the radio or on my podcast on Wednesday. See you next week. Have a great day. And thanks again from Assets and Aging, Affording the Future.